The world of technology has a way of catching you by surprise, especially when you're not paying attention. But even if you are, there are some things that are introduced or you hear them as rumors that one day there's going to be a time when these things come into market and everyone is going to have access to them and everyone is going to actually see these things happen. You know, kind of like I always make an example with Tesla and electric vehicles. None of us ever thought there'd be a time where vehicles are electrified, and now so many companies are trying to win that race. And the reason I mention this is because long a time ago, I heard the rumor that we're soon going to be having drones that are doing deliveries. And I've always thought that's such an amazing system. And of course, especially for delivering in remote areas and spaces where many of us don't even have, let me not say many of us, but rather say it in this way. There are people who live in those spaces and would love to get personalized deliveries like you would from a Takealot or a Checkers 6060. They would love to get such delivery services and have it be convenient and deliver in a safe manner, but they are unable to. So that time has finally come. It's recently been announced that Amazon is officially planning to start their drone delivery system, obviously starting within the West, the USA for first, and of it most probably following other European countries and both North and South America. Now, this is very exciting for me, and I don't know about you and how you feel about it. I do have mixed feelings and particularly concerns about the safety of the robots themselves and people's packages, and how, you know, like how when ships are traveling in the ocean, people have learned to hijack them. But then again, there's also considering the fact that with airplanes, airplanes don't get hijacked as much as ships because ships travel on water, and a lot of people, the water is easier to access than traveling by air or by flight. So that's the problem that these drones are going to be able to solve, because even now we do have situations where delivery drivers are being robbed and people's packages are not arriving, or delivery drivers just not taking instructions very well. And I'm not a fan of stealing jobs from people and replacing people in their jobs that they're in. Definitely do not get me wrong. However, I'm a fan of seeing the world advance a certain direction, right? And I'm really looking forward to this, and also just convenience and making things more cheaper and accessible. And I do foresee that both the drones and human delivery systems are going to work hand in hand, and are definitely going to need each other in order to fulfill certain deliveries, because drones are just not good for certain weather conditions. Drones are not good for all areas. There are certain packages that just need a human touch, and humans need to handle those, which, just like how with electric vehicles, even though the factories are so technologically advanced, we still need people in those factories, right? And that for me is something to look forward to. Another thing I want to mention is that we need to start preparing ourselves for the world of, first of all, accessible, fast computers, because everyone from Intel, everyone from to Qualcomm to AMD, everyone is on the race to create very efficient, very fast, very powerful chips. Not only just chips, but there's the x86 chips, and then you also get the ARM chips, right, which you find in the latest MacBooks, which are known as the M1, M2, and M3, and you also get the Ultras as well. Very, very exciting to see this coming to Windows, and Windows starting to catch up. So you need to start opening your eyes and looking out for where and when will you get these processing chips, and which type of device are you going to be purchasing in order to get these experiences. And I wonder, what is it going to do to the world of computing? Because I love computers. In as much as I use my phone more than I do my laptop, I am definitely more of a laptop person. In fact, I prefer laptops laptop over desktop, even though I know desktops are faster. But now my question to you is, if Intel, if you're an Apple fan, right, even if you can't afford an Apple device, but if you had the option, you'd buy a MacBook and an iPhone and etc. Once Intel laptops become just as powerful as where the Apple MacBooks are right now, would you then start considering and moving more and more towards the idea of Windows laptops? And the reason I say this is to test whether you are liking or buying Apple products simply because of the status they provide you or because of the functionality.
Let us have a look what's happening in the tech side of things. Interesting to note, Netflix overseas is cancelling their cheaper subscription. Now, I must be honest, when I saw this, I got quite a fright because I thought, man, I think I'm on the cheapest Netflix subscription. However, it seems that Netflix is only cancelling one of the overseas cheaper subscriptions, in which apparently they've got, in some countries, they've got a Netflix which includes advertisements, and they are cancelling that. So that might be just not a bad thing just to cancel that. I mean, it's not that bad, right? Watching advertisements, we're currently doing it on DSTV. Speaking of DSTV, Netflix, or Showmax rather, Showmax 2.0 is launching sometime soon. And I know everybody's excited about it, and I see a lot of hype online about it, but I sort of feel like Showmax is paying people to create a hype online, because I just don't feel that there's the hype that they want it to have. I'm just not feeling it. Might just be me, but I'm not feeling it. Then, if you want to have an interesting read, go to the My Broadband, is the website. Go to the My Broadband, go to news, and then search for Elon Musk, right? So Elon Musk had this conversation, and a lot of it has been typed out by the guys at My Broadband, so you don't have to listen to the podcast. You can, of course, if you don't want to read through the entire thing. And it's very interesting, because what they did, right, is they, or what he shared was the fact that people made claims that his parents were involved in mining. I think, if I remember correctly, he said that people have this idea that his parents are involved in emerald mining in, where was that? I think it was Zambia, can't remember. And he spoke out about it and saying, like, listen, that's not true. My dad wasn't this very wealthy guy. He wasn't this wealthy guy as you thought he was, or as people claiming that he was. My wealth is man-made. What, however, is very interesting is that he was a Pretoria boy. I don't know if you know this, but Elon Musk, the very well-known Elon Musk, that obviously the owner of Tesla and of SpaceX and stuff like that, he matriculated in Pretoria Boys High. So I just find immense comfort in the fact knowing that we lived in very similar areas, and that will probably mean that there's nothing wrong with me not to reach the same heights. There's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing holding me back to reach the same heights that Elon Musk did. See where he's currently at, and it just seems to me like there's nothing holding us back, right? So the same can be said to you if you currently stay in Pretoria or in South Africa. You can do what Elon is doing, obviously. So bear that in mind. The other thing that is very interesting with regards to what he shared was the fact that he was bullied quite a lot, right? And there again, just goes to show that you could rise above the situation. And I don't know whether he was wealthy or not as a child. It doesn't seem like it in the interview that he shared, but it just goes to show that we can rise above whatever has been thrown at us, right? So go check it out. My Broadband is also very informative with regards to tech news, informative with regards to what's happening in the tech world. Some of it is paid, so I need to warn you that if you do go to the website, some of it, to be totally honest, I think a lot of it is actually paid sponsorships. In other words, Huawei is paying them to provide the great article on how wonderful the cell phones are. Huawei might be one of them, but go and have a look at it. Just, it's interesting to see, because it's a very big journalism company in South Africa now, My Broadband, and they share interesting things. So go have a look at it. It's proudly South African, if I'm not mistaken, And it's very interesting. And go read the Elon Musk article. It might just inspire you to reach great heights.